Yeshkoch, good morning all. We were discussing the halachas of how to treat Sifrei Torah and Sfarim HaKadoshim properly. And so there is a well-known idea that if a Sefer Torah, or of course if a holy book is worn out in any way, then you have to put it in Shemos. And there is a great dispute as to, let's say, beautiful old sitter is not in a non-working condition, but you decide to upgrade, you want to go for a new, more modern sitter. So are you allowed to throw, quote-unquote, throw out, put into Shemos, an old sitter? And so the poskim go back and forth about this, if this is appropriate or not. But at the end of the day, most people seem to understand that as long as you are disposing of something properly, then you could dispose of it properly, even if it is still in good condition. However, it's certainly incumbent upon the person who is getting rid of the old item to make sure that it goes to a good home if possible. This is, of course, the modern issue here is when it comes to benchers from weddings. Many people think it's a great idea to have a bencher at a wedding or a bar mitzvah or whatever, and it is a very beautiful idea to have a nice new bencher with the bar mitzvah boy's name or with the chassan and kala's name on it, but the problem is that a million other people also thought it was a great idea to do that, and so when you have a million benchers floating around, how many benchers could a person possibly ever need? And so therefore, if you do have old benchers that you want to get rid of, you are allowed to put them in Shemos, but it's certainly worthwhile to think about printing something else for a chassan or the like. When it comes to treating Sfarim properly, Jewish books properly, so it's important to realize that one should do whatever they can to maintain the holiness of a Jewish book. So for example, if a person sees a sitter or a chumash or any other sort of sefer upside down, to turn it right side up, or if a person sees a Jewish book that is not in an appropriate place, to put it in the appropriate place. And then there is, of course, the question of using a Jewish book to prop something up. Are you allowed to use a sefer to prop something up to be reading or to be learning or whatever? You want to use it as like a book stand. And so the post can go back and forth about this, whether or not it is appropriate. It seems like at the end of the day, it is not super appropriate to do this. And so therefore, to use it as like a book stand would not be something that is recommended. And finally, we conclude with the halacha that is very well known, and that is if a person chas v'shalom drops a sefer Torah, then they should fast. And this is a fascinating area of halacha, because this is a great question. God forbid if you do see a Sefer Torah fall on the floor, there is an old custom to fast for 40 days. And is this something that we do nowadays? So it's actually not so simple that you would do this anymore nowadays, but nonetheless, so one should do whatever they can to make sure not to allow a Sefer Torah to fall. And this would therefore apply to any other holy book or any other holy item like tefillin. There's an idea that if tefillin falls on the floor, God forbid, that you should maybe either give tzedakah or that you should fast. And of course, if you drop a chumash, chas v'shalom, so you know, you give it a kiss or something of the like, but also to be mindful that we should do whatever we can to make sure that we're honoring these Jewish books as much as possible. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Merzah Kaddish Baruch.